Tell me the circumstances under which you came up to the Dodgers as a teenager in 1944.
Well, I signed out of high school around December of 43. I went to spring training with the Dodgers at Bear Mountain. We trained in the West Point Fieldhouse, so that was the year that travel was curtailed for spring training. They hung nets down in the West Point Fieldhouse. That's where we took our spring training.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other interesting stories about spring training at Bear Mountain?
Well, I'd gone up there for a couple of weeks, and Mr. Rickey knew that I hadn't finished high school, and he asked me if I wanted to finish high school or if I wanted to go home and see if I could get some work and bring it with me, because he wanted me to join the ball club. It was during the war when a lot of the players were gone, and you had a mixture of older players, some 4Fs, and young kids. And I was had signed, Tom Greenwade was a scout then for the Dodgers, and I could throw fairly hard and could throw strikes, so I guess they thought that if there was going to be some young boys involved in Major League Baseball, they thought I might be able to handle it. I hadn't pitched any kind of minor league baseball. I just came straight to the Dodgers right out of high school.
If I'm not mistaken, there was a big blizzard that spring of 44. There was a lot of snow on the ground. In fact, I think there are pictures of Dodger ball players on sleds.
Well, I think that was all taken at Bear Mountain. But right. Like I say, we were training inside the field house,
so
it didn't affect us at all. No.
Okay, then you spent the entire 44 season.
Well, I went in the service around August. I had V12 papers or V5 papers, I can't remember, Navy program, and I wanted to go in the service from my home state. So against Mr. Rickey's orders, I think, I went home and got inducted into the Army.
Is he upset?
Well, I think he had
it. Is this Branch Rickey Jr.?
No, this is the senior.
I see.
He thought that he might could get me in on a naval baseball team, you know, like they had Great Lakes and that.
Bainbridge, yeah.
And I didn't quite understand, you know, the whole thing. I just knew that I was going to be drafted, and I wanted to go home and be drafted with people from Oklahoma. As it turned out, the outfit I was in, the 3rd Infantry Division, everybody was from New York and New Jersey and Illinois, everywhere up north and
except
east.
Except Oklahoma.
Right.
Now, did you go overseas with the Army?
Yes, I went basic training 15 weeks in, Camp Walters, Texas, and then joined the outfit at the end of December or early part of January of 45. And I went with the 3rd Infantry Division through to the end that we ended up in Salzburg, Austria. And I was sitting in a movie theater one night about a month after the war was over. We thought we were going to Japan. The whole division thought they were going to Japan. And my name was mentioned over a loudspeaker. They wanted to see me outside. I went outside. There was 3 guys in a Jeep. And asked me if I wanted to play division level baseball, and I says, "You bet."
Great.
So then the 3rd was designated as occupation troops, so we didn't go to Japan. So we formed division level baseball. And I played Army baseball then until I got out of the service in July of '46. At the time I rejoined the Dodgers.
That's when you rejoined them, I see.
They had to keep you if you went in the service from a major league roster. They had to keep you 1 year after you returned, and that's why I stayed around for another year. I didn't. Hello, Dallas. How are you?
Get that on tape, Lord.
Got it. He's a hard-working man with the Phillies. Dallas Green used to be my roommate.
Oh, really?
But that's. I stayed around then until July of '47. In the meantime, I've been traded to Pittsburgh. I didn't do much over there.
Did you go over there with Gene Mock?
With Gene and Dixie Howell, Kirby Higbee, Hank Bierman.
Yeah.
There was 5 of us. Went for Al Gianfrido.
Did you play divisional ball in the Army with any major leaguers?
Yes, there was quite a few big league players over there. Bob Ramazzotti, Ewell Blackwell, Don Colloway, just to name a few.
You must have been in the team then that played Harry Walker's and Rex Martin's.
We played Harry Walker's club a lot.
I see. So everyone just kind of hooked up over there.
George Archie, Rex Barney, Harry Walker, Bill Ayers.
Kenny Heinzelman, I think there.
Yeah, Heinzelman was a pitcher in that play.
That's what Harry Walker and Rex Barney told me. One last question, Mr. McLeish. I don't have too much tape, so I'm going to have to make this fairly short. You think that coming up right to the top at that Pueblo, how old were you, 17, 18?
18.
Hurt you in the long run or helped you? I know that you kind of bounced up and down for several years until you came back for good in the late 50s.
Well, I guess there's two ways to look at it. Unfortunately, I hurt my arm overseas, and when I came back, I didn't know if I was going to continue pitching. They were trying to make an infielder out of me at the time. And you can't play big league ball without minor league experience, and that's what I tried to do. Uh-huh. And I don't know what would have happened had I not hurt my arm. I might have been all right, but I had to go back then to Triple A ball for 2-3 years before I got another shot.
Came up with the Cubs, yeah.
Right.
One last quick question. Were you a fastballer at that time?
At that time, that's all I knew was fastball. I didn't pitch much as a kid. They signed me just for arm, I guess.
I see.
But I had only pitched 7 or 8 games as a kid.
Fine. Okay.